I still can't believe it. You think he can win against his family?
Yes, that's what he said. But I'm more concerned about Uncle Fazl.
Don't you want to tell him yourself?
I don't dare to. Let Mr. Ghaffari talk to him himself. They're close friends. This way he'll agree more easily.
I'd say he's right. You're doing a dangerous thing.
Why, Tare? What is so dangerous about being able to marry with love, live in a big city, among a well-settled family, and go to university?
It's not as easy as you say. One should know one's limits. We are totally different from them. The way we eat, the way we dress, the way we talk. I'm afraid his family will make him divorce you. Moreover, this Sina might behave like an impatient Romeo now. But men forget everything after marriage. Especially this one who has done it once before.
You know what? You're talking as if I should immediately say no to Sina in a heartbeat. Do you think that's right? Do you?
Honestly, it's a tough question. I have to think about it. I too might find myself making your mistake.
I will never forget your kindness, dear father. I knew you wouldn't leave me alone. As for Sarah, I guess she didn't want to help from the very start. That's all right. What good did she do the first time when she chose Shadi?
Don't you suppose it's better to think a bit about yourself?
I've done my thinking. I know you'll be convinced if I explain it to you.
There's no need for explanations. We've already had our shouting match over this, and I will talk to Fazl later on today.
What, are you going alone?
Kiddo, I have to know Fazel's opinion first. If he agrees with what's happening, then we will propose. Now tell me now, does Fazl know anything about this?
No, I don't think he knows.
You mean the girl hasn't told him anything?
No, she hasn't said anything. I'm afraid there's also another problem.
What problem?
A young man in the village has proposed to Tarang, and these things are really important to Uncle Fazl.
I must be out of my senses to listen to you. Sarah was absolutely right. I'm really regretting coming here.
I don't understand. Why are they coming here one by one? First the boy came, then Mr. Nasser. I guess the next thing, Sarah and Vahid will turn up here tomorrow. Mr. Nasser has never come to the north unannounced. What do you think is going on?
What can I say? You'd better go and ask Mr. Ghaffari.
I will, but I can't ask him the moment he arrives. Let him rest a little bit. Whatever it is concerns this boy. I think he's had a fight with his wife, moped around and come here. Otherwise, a married man doesn't travel alone.
I don't think that's the case, Uncle.
And why not?
Because he's divorced his wife.
Divorced? How do you know? He told you himself?
The day he picked me up on the road, it just came up and he told me. I'd better go cook something. It's getting late. I don't think Mr. Ghaffari has eaten on the way.
Fazel! Uncle Fazel!
Yes, Mr. Nasser.
You feel like having a chat?
What does Mr. Ghaffari say?
About what?
About you and Sina. Do you want to marry Sina?
I haven't promised anything. All I wanted was for them to talk to you first.
Then why didn't you tell me first?
I just couldn't. It was hard for me. I didn't want to upset you.
And so you were ashamed of yourself, huh? Now if I say no, are you going to reject them?
If you do not agree, then I will not agree either.
Well, well, my dear young lady. Do you know how different we are from them? You haven't gone to see their house even once. How are you going to live with them? Tell me.
There is nothing to worry about. We won't live with them. We will live on our own.
They give you the cold shoulder now. It'll be worse later. Is this a proper proposal? His mother has passed away, true. But why hasn't his sister come? Have you thought about his illness? Sina has epilepsy. What'll you do when he has an attack? You'll have to look after him all your life.
His illness is ordinary. If he takes his medicine, he won't collapse.
What will people say? And what should I say to Bashir and Ali Madad?
Oh, dear uncle, I've given no promises to Bashir.
Sina has divorced a wife of his own ranking. And here you are, a penniless girl. I'm against it. If it's up to me, I say no. But if you want to decide by yourself, leave me out of the whole thing.
Hello, Uncle Faisal. What a surprise.
Hi, Bashir. How are you?
Thank you very much. Not bad.
Give my regards to Ali Madad.
Excuse me. Can I have a word? I wonder why Turing has kept us waiting and refuses to give us an answer.
She's thinking it over. Your father's conditions are not that simple, you know.
No, Uncle Faisal. You know that's not the problem at all. Turang knows us quite as well.
What do you mean?
I have been waiting for years to marry Turang. In this village, they will offer me any girl I want quite happily. I've tolerated all kinds of talk for Turang's sake. I stood up for everyone, from my family to the village folk. But I'm not blind, sir. First, that boy turns up here, then the car rides begin, and now, his father has come to see us. If anything's going on, let us know so we can stop waiting.
You should be ashamed. What right do you have to talk about Turang at all? What does our life have to do with you? What if my daughter doesn't want to be your family servant? Did you think about that? And if I hear one more cheap remark about my niece Turang, I'll make your life a living hell. I'm not having dinner.
This is the first time you're sulking with me in the past 14 or 15 years that you've raised me. I wish you'd scold me and slap me instead. You are more precious to me than the whole world. You are my entire universe. Father. Mother, sister, brother. I can't bear to see your sadness. If you really, truly think that life with Bashir in Ali Madad's house is better for my future than marrying Sina, I'll have no objections. Just don't turn away from me, for God's sake.
I've always allowed you to make your own decisions. In my opinion, your life with Bashir, no matter how mundane and ordinary, is at least safe and predictable to the end. But becoming the daughter-in-law of the Ghaffaris is a road with an uncertain outcome. Now, I will leave it to you. I have nothing more to say on this subject. Just one thing. If you're determined and have made your decision, you should tell them to come and propose properly, so that we can state our conditions too. Let me speak plainly. This union is as strange and hard for us as it is for you. You may have problems at first with all your friends and your family, but rest assured, my Turang is a girl who wins people's hearts easily, if she's appreciated and given the opportunity. But on the other hand, I have my own problems. First, I should say that my mind is at ease about being accountable in the hereafter because I've done my best for her. But it's much harder in this world. A guilty person can answer more easily to the merciful and compassionate Almighty than a person who is innocent, facing a bunch of unfair people. There will be lots of cheap gossip as of tomorrow, but Mr. Nasser, I direct this at you. This marriage means there is no way back for Turang. I'm saying this in front of her. If, God forbid, in the future, Sina thinks that he was wrong and has made a hasty decision, we will have no choice but to leave this village and become homeless.
You know how Sina's late mother loved Turang from the bottom of her heart, you know. I, too, have talked to Sina and said my piece, but he managed to convince us that he really does love Turang, and he will be happy with her. And if you see I'm here now, that's because of that.
And now, if you'll allow me, I'm going to ask Sina in this very gathering to give me his honest promise that he will protect Rang with all his heart and be faithful to her forever.
Uncle Fazel, I promise you to remain faithful to the last day of my life to Turang, and to try to provide her with a comfortable life.
With Mr. Nasser's permission, I have a few small conditions. First of all, a small family wedding be held for the couple in Tehran. The marriage portion will be 110 full coins in honor of Imam Ali. Another thing is that Sina should help Turang continue her studies. And finally, the couple should be able to go and live in their own place.
Anything else?
And as for you, don't you have any conditions?
No, nothing. Congratulations.
I have a suggestion that will help things happen more quickly. If Uncle Fazel will agree, I'd like Turang to go back to Tehran with us. This way she can help us with the wedding preparations and the shopping. And then we can choose our future apartment according to her taste. And then we'll call you in a few weeks to come to Tehran for the wedding.
It can't be, dear Sina. Even if I were to agree, Turang will do no such thing.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's just wrong. You two are not married yet.
If that's a problem, that's okay. They will become husband and wife. What is it, dear Turang? Do you disagree?
You mean we should get married here?
I do. You'll become husband and wife before moving to Tehran. It's nothing. Uncle Fazel himself can do it. Then you'll have the official ceremonies in Tehran, and we'll have it notarized.
What can I say? I don't know.
Please. It's just a couple of weeks. This way I won't have to keep shuttling back and forth between Tehran and the north.
What should I do, my dear? What do you say? You're supposed to make the decision about this.
If you yourself make us husband and wife, I don't see anything wrong with it. What do you say?
Well, what can I say? But there is a condition. No one can know about this until they are officially married and a wedding celebration has been held. And here I will make it known, Terang's gone to Tehran together with you to perhaps continue her university studies. This way, at least, we're left with an option.
Well, dear Fazil, what else?
What else? Well, nothing. Congratulations. Miss Terang Rudbari, daughter of late Kamel Rudbari. Do you agree to be permanently married to Sina Ghaffari, son of Nasser Ghaffari, with a marriage portion of one book of the Holy Quran, one flower stem, and 110 gold coins? Do you agree to marry Sina Ghaffari? Do you? Do we have your agreement? I must have your answer. You must answer.
With my Uncle Fazl's permission, yes.
Come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets. This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zechariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in His hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name, along with the name of three other women. That voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites. Loose their bindings.
How could we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Coming soon on iFilm.
Why don't you come in? Why are you standing there?
No, thank you, though. I'm gonna go soon. It's better here.
What's going on? You've changed so much. Do you have good news?
I've come to say goodbye to you.
Say goodbye?
Yes. I'm going to Tehran tomorrow.
Tehran? What happened all of a sudden? Why are you going to Tehran?
I'm sorry, Tahare. I should have told you sooner than this. I never imagined that things would happen so fast.
Wait a minute. What happened so fast? You're driving me nuts, just like yourself.
I'm leaving soon to Tehran to marry Sina Ghaffari. Uncle Fazl asked me not to tell anyone until it's official, but I couldn't keep it from you.
Get married?
I'll really miss you. You're my only friend. I hope I'm not making a mistake. Pray for me, please.
What are they doing? It's getting late.
Leave them alone. Let them say goodbye.
Sorry, Mr. Nasser, for being late. Take good care of Torang.
Don't worry.
Have a safe trip. Take care.
Goodbye. And take
We're home?
Yes, we are.
Hello, dear Xena. Welcome. Why are you so late? Oh, we've been waiting so long. Well, well, here is the bride. What a beauty. Welcome, come in.
Thank you.
Miss Balur, why is the house so quiet?
Sarah had a headache and turned in early. As for Mr. Ghaffari, it seems he's become the factory's night watchman. He even sleeps there at nights. He went to the factory as soon as he got here. Vahid hasn't come back yet. He must have stayed there along with Mr. Ghaffari. Come in, please. Why are you standing there? Come, please. Sarah has told me to prepare the guest room to dear Tarang. Ah, I see on you that you are half married. Well, Xena, darling, you know where the room is. Dear Tarang, good night.
Here you are.
Here you are, your cozy room. I know you're homesick. Now, but if you sleep early, you won't be sad anymore. Please don't feel lonely. You're fine. I was 14 when I was separated from my mom and dad, but frankly, I got used to it after a few days. If you ever need something, do tell me. My room is in the basement, right under the kitchen. The door opens into the yard. I'm going to bed. I'm dead tired. Aren't you going to sleep, my dear?
Yes. I will be soon. Good night.
You're not asleep yet?
No. But I was just on my way to go to sleep.
I've come here to say goodnight. If you need me, don't hesitate to knock on my door, okay?
All right. Good night.
I'm happy you're here.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
Good night.
Can I call Uncle Fazl?
Of course you can. But I think he must be sleeping now.
No, he's awake. He's waiting. He must be playing with his radio now. It's too bad. I wish I called him earlier.
Yes, who is it?
Hello, dear uncle.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm sorry for calling at this hour. We arrived a bit late.
No problem. But I wish you'd called me on the way. Are you comfortable there? Is your place okay? Do you feel all right?
Everything is fine here, dear uncle. Miss Ballora has prepared a separate room for me. I'm calling you from the phone in my private room.
Thank God. Didn't Sarah say anything?
I haven't seen Sarah yet. How are you doing? Are you well? How is it being over there?
Not really. I was listening to the radio, like every night.
What did you do for dinner? Did you reheat the food?
Yes, thanks. It was really delicious. Really very delicious. But you know, starting from tomorrow, I have to eat what I cook. It's gonna be hard, but I'll get used to it.
Dear uncle, I'm already missing you so much. I wish you'd come to Tehran soon.
Okay, fine. You'll get everything ready, and I will come to visit very soon.
I will do everything in my power to see you soon, I promise.
Okay. Now go to bed, so you won't oversleep on the first day.
Okay, uncle. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, honey.
So, Sina, tell me, what did you do? How did you come? How was the weather? Did you have fun?
We arrived yesterday. Tarang was so happy she didn't sleep all the way to Tehran.
He's lying. Don't believe a word this guy says.
Hello.
Hi, Torek. How are you?
Thank you.
How is the old man?
He says hi.
I would like to offer you both my congratulations and condolences on your marriage to Sina. You're such a brave girl. If you knew what a creature you're dealing with, you'd run barefoot back to the north today.
Fahid, for God's sake, don't scare her. No, dear Tarang. Sina happens to be a nice and loving boy.
You see, Miss Ballora, he's teasing an innocent man.
Hello, Sarah.
My dear Tarang. Welcome. Sit down. How is Uncle Fazel?
Fine, thanks. He said hi.
Miss Ballora, aren't you going to pour tea for a beautiful daughter-in-law?
I was just going to do that.
What's your plan for today?
I think I want to take Tarang to see the company.
Your company? That's considered an archaeological site, in my opinion. Take her to a museum of ancient Iran. It's much, much better.
I want to reopen the company. This time I'm dead serious.
On your own?
No. With Kayvan and Tarang.
Me?
Go stand over there. Move back a bit. Back. A little to the left. Left. Good. Stay there.
Congratulations on the family's new daughter-in-law. You behaved so normally that I was falling for it. Poor Sina was so worried. And what he told me was, what was Sarah's plan?
I wonder what you find so surprising. Poor Tarang has done nothing wrong. We are the problem. I wonder what you find so surprising. Poor Tarang has done nothing wrong. We are the problem. You know, even if I were her, I would welcome such a suitor. Plus, you must know how much I love Sina. I don't want him to get hurt. He's fragile enough as it is. Hey there. Do you expect me to forget the Qaffari ways on the first day and start fighting with this girl for no apparent reason whatsoever? What do you take me for?
Not from the first day. But it's not just a few days. I happen to know the limit of your patience better than anyone else.
They'll be married in a few weeks and start their own life. You can count on it. And you never know, their life may turn out better than ours.
Thank you.